This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A draft constitution has been presented to Iraq's National Assembly, but there was no vote today, and discussions on its contents are still not finished. After another day of intense negotiations and ceaseless rumors, members of Iraq's parliament assembled shortly before the midnight deadline. And with just 6 minutes to go, Speaker Hashim al-Hassani announced that negotiators need up to 3 more days to settle their differences. NPR's Philip Reeves watched the proceedings, and he joins us now. And Philip, another delay, this coming after a 1 week extension. Tell us about this last minute brinksmanship here.
Well, we had expected a result today in some respects. Towards the second half of the day, at least, things seemed to be looking up. The Shia and the Kurds, who form the two largest blocs in parliament, appear to have agreed on the draft constitution, and they have the voting power to get it through parliament and seem to be preparing themselves to do that. In fact, the government-run Iraqi TV channel actually celebrated this by switching to festive music and dancing, and we were getting reports in our bureau here in Baghdad of celebrations taking place in several southern Shiite towns. The politicians filed into the room where they usually assemble as the midnight deadline approached, and even then it looked as if we'd get a result. Some of them were fanning themselves with pieces of paper, which we assumed to be the constitution because it was hot in there. But then at the very last minute, the speaker announced that they needed 3 more days, although he said that they had got a draft. It just needed further discussion.
Well, it's not over till it's over. Philip, what do the sticking points appear to be?
Well, the principal issue is that the Sunni Arabs are not on board. Their negotiators made it very clear, after it appeared that the Shia and the Kurds had come up with the draft constitution, that they were not happy with that, and their chief concern is now very well known. It centres around the phraseology concerning a federal Iraq. The Sunni Arabs fear that if the terms are framed wrongly in the constitution, it could lead to the breakup of the country.
We've been hearing about the role of the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad. What exactly is his role in these negotiations over the constitution?
There's not much doubt that he's been very active behind the scenes. Actually, he hasn't made much secret of that fact. He's been playing a central role. He's been organizing meetings. He's been pushing the Iraqi political blocs to try to reach an agreement. In fact, last week he actually showed up in Parliament for what turned out to be a disappointing decision for him, because they extended the deadline by a week, and it's pretty clear the U.S. wanted them to get on with this. The Iraqis to get on with this because they believe that if there's some sign of political progress, the relentless insurgency that is engulfing central Iraq might then be diminished, because it would eat away at the popular support for that insurgency. And they also, at the same time, though, don't want to be seen to be ignoring the Sunni Arabs, who raised objections to the deal that was struck today. And that will be perhaps one reason why we now see a 3-day extension, which is what in effect it is.
Well, 3 days to get these Sunni Arabs on board, but Philip, this sounds like the same fundamental problem they've been wrestling with for some time now. Is it enough time to get that resolved?
Hard to say. And it's not just about federalism either. There are all sorts of other issues that pop up. The role of Islam in the constitution, women's rights, the share of revenues, particularly from oil. It's going to be tough. And the fear that U.S. officials have, I believe, is that positions will actually harden. The belief is that if you don't get a deal early, it could actually lead to the sort of calcifying of the political attitudes that people are taking in these negotiations. So it's perhaps one reason why this is a relatively short delay. It flows probably from that calculation.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.